Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to the website missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today we have Joseph Catania on the line, and I'm so excited to announce that Joseph is going to be an author in one of our upcoming Mission Matters books. I'm so excited to get his work published and also out there to our audience. And so Joseph is the CEO and founder also of Catania Media Consultants. So today we'll get into some of his writing, what he's doing over at Catania Media Consultants, and really just have a lot of fun. So first off, Joseph, welcome to the show.
Right. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
And, man, your intro is so long. You do so much. I forgot to also announce this, that you have a new podcast coming out on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot to cover here today.
Yes, we do.
But we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Joseph, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Joe, what mission matters to you?
Well, my mission, and it's actually a passion as well, is to help law firms and doctors and medical clinics to grow their businesses. And, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years as the CFO of the law firm and wearing the marketing hat as well. And I've come to know that, you know, I've met a lot of smart people as far as doctors and lawyers, but they didn't go to school to become executives in advertising or marketing. You know, so a lot of them need help. And I know what it's like to, you know, to start, you know, from the early days and build a business from a marketing advertising standpoint. And I just enjoy working with these folks and helping them out, whether it be the ground floor or whether they already have something going on and just not happy with the results and they want to get to the next level. And that, to me, that's fun. You know, I enjoy it.
It's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share why they do what they do, how they're helping and adding value to the marketplace, which you clearly are. So we'll get further into that. But first off, I just have to congratulate you. I mean, congrats on being selected for the upcoming book. For the audience, by the way, we are going to do, this will be a 2-part interview. This is the first part where we'll talk a little bit about the book, but we're not going to go into all of Joe's writing, because some of that's going to be a cliffhanger, because we will be bringing him back on the show for a second episode where we will do a deep dive after the book is launched. So, first off, hey, I just want to say congrats.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on here, because this is, you know, is a great place to get out the word, you know what I'm saying, in terms of what I do and how I can help people out. And so, you know, I love it.
So getting into the writing a little bit, so just to give the audience kind of a flavor of a taste of what you'll present in the upcoming book. So tell us a little bit more about what you hope the readers will get out of it, out of reading.
Well, like I said, that my piece in the book is, I think it's entitled, Don't Do It All Yourself.
Yeah.
And really what it is, what it means is that, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur or a startup, or whether you're even a business just moving along, you know, no matter how brilliant you are, you know, you're not going to be successful. It's all about building a team around you. If I refer to the book, I mentioned that when I, you know, started with the law firm back in the early 2000s, you know, we had a 10-year plan. In order to get there, couldn't do it on my own. So I had to hire a senior paralegal, had to hire an intake manager. I had to hire an accountant, bookkeeper, and that laid the groundwork for the long term. And those people, some are still here today and some are not. But they all were with me for a long, long time and helped me build the business. So that was huge.
So I want to go a little bit into your background. So I'm glad you bring this up. So you weren't originally a marketing guy, right?
No, not really. I originally, well, let's see. If I go back into the late 80s, early 90s, I got into the stock brokerage business, became a stockbroker. And it was tough. I mean, back then, you know, I'm dating myself. That was pre-internet. So, you know, got a phone book and a phone and a desk, and that was it. Go to it. You know, so, you know, that was my first taste of being an entrepreneur, you know. Yeah. But you have to be all in. You have to want it real bad. And failure cannot be an option. And so, you know, I had a wife, I had a kid, I had a kid on the way. And so I did whatever it took, you know, working, you know, nights, weekends, you know, whatever it took. And so within 3 years or so, I built my business up, and then it started to really launch. And at that point in time, I had to hire new people, had to hire cold callers, had to hire assistants. And that allowed me to spend most of my time in productivity, which would be calling clients, raising new money from clients, opening new accounts, that kind of thing. So that was my first taste of it, I think.
So it's so interesting to me. So first off, I mean, for those who've been listening to the show for a long time, you know, I was in finance for, I don't know, 12, 14 years. So that's my background too. So I'm another finance guy turned marketer due to some other things that if you listen to the show, you already know these stories. I want to focus on Joe today. But my point being here is, you know, everybody has these twists and turns in their career where they go, they thought they were going to do one thing, they end up doing something else. Maybe they have an entrepreneurial bent. Maybe they're going, you know, to a different industry or something else like that. Like as you were kind of making this transition into the marketing side of your career, like how did that take place? Like, let's focus on that for a bit.
Well, I think in the stock brokerage business, I started to get a taste of it as well. I mean, I had to, you know, do seminars. I had to get out and hobnob and slap people's backs and, you know, all the old fashioned kind of stuff, the old school stuff. So that was really the beginning of it. Now, when I got my position with the law firm as the CFO and marketing director, then I got kind of pushed into it. And then I had to start buying radio and TV and billboards. And back then, you know, Yellow Pages was Google. And basically it was on the job training, working with my salespeople to learn more. But once again, I started going to seminars and doing basic things to learn more about the business. So I would be stuck in that little bubble and just trying to, you know, figure it out on my own. That's where it all started.
That's great. And so now you figure out how you transition, you figure out how this works. And one of the things we'll get into is building systems and the team side of things, because that's one of the things you write about and you care about. But when I think about the team focus of what it takes to build a team just in general. So you did it in finance, did it in marketing, and now you're doing it obviously with Catania Media Consultants. Tell me a little bit more about what you think some of the ingredients are that make a great team.
Right. Well, I started Catania Media Consultants back in 2019. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, months before COVID started. So the timing wasn't, you know, all that great. Yeah. But, you know, what I've done is be able to bring on people that have backgrounds in media. I've got a digital strategist, you know, on my staff. I have a couple of account managers that used to work at, you know, radio stations or TV stations. And also I have some outside people that are advisors that can help me out, you know, when it comes to digital marketing or even traditional marketing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm more of a marketing consultant, you know, so I help these small, medium-sized law firms and medical practices, you know, launch their businesses. And so this is not really an expansive business per se. You only need really a handful of people in this business to really get it done. Because in terms of running a digital platform or program or campaign or any kind of traditional campaign, I run it mostly through these companies I work with, either TV stations, the radio stations, because they all have digital departments now, or some boutique places as well. So I kind of reduced my overhead there. But I know I've been in the area for, you know, 20 plus years, and you know, in broadcasts and with the marketing and all that kind of thing. And I know the best people out there. And there is a difference. Some people are out there just to make a buck and concerned about putting food on the table the next month. Some people are career people who become the best of the best. And those are people that, you know, don't really concern themselves with money. Obviously, we all want to make money, but are more concerned about the client and helping them be successful. And those are the kind of people I work with and can trust as well.
It's great. It's great stuff. I want to go further into the like the target market and who you're actually helping with. So you mentioned, you know, doctors and lawyers. And I know, and when I ask this question, I definitely don't mean it to be a loaded one, because I know every practice or every firm is going to be different. Every medical practice, everybody's going to be different levels in revenue, size of company, founders, personalities. But I know that over time, certain things like themes tend to arise. So when you get into, you know, one of these businesses and you propose how to help them and how to help them get clients, like what are some of those things that you find are oftentimes missing?
Right. Well, I would say, you know, we're talking about law firm marketing, which is my niche, because I've been in that business for over 20 years and still am. A lot of times they don't have the basics. It's kind of surprising. They don't have a good website. They may have a website that some brother-in-law of theirs made for them, but they don't understand. And in this day and age, you know, that doesn't work. Maybe 20 years ago it worked. You need a website that is, you know, doesn't be all that pretty. It's a plus, but it has to be easy to navigate for the potential client or patient. It has to be SEO optimized. So Google looks at that website, and those people being the experts, they're spiders. You want their Google spiders to come out and bring you in to that first page of Google under, well, you know, under car accident attorney or whatever it might be, under personal injury. And so that's really, to me, that's the digital footprint everybody needs before they go into anything else. You know, if you're not doing anything now, for example, don't put billboards up. That's not going to help. That's a long-term branding strategy. Yeah. You know, if you want to bring in business today or tomorrow, next week, next month, you know, you need to have a really sound, incredible website that's married to Google. And those are the basics. And then from there, you always can add on the other digital strategies like paid ads, geofencing. There's OTT, streaming video. There's a myriad of things. So certainly you have to be careful what you do, because in the digital realm, there's just so many different areas to go into. You know, back in the day, it was just, you know, I used to buy 3 or 4 or 5 TV stations, you know, put a couple billboards up, make sure I had really good real estate in the yellow pages. I could sleep at night. Now I got to do it with the traditional side, because we've been on TV for so long, you know, for 30 years. Actually, it's our 30-year anniversary this year for Catania Law.
Wow.
And so, yeah, then of course, you know, the digital world came around in 2007, 2008, where it started to get robust. And so then you had to integrate that into your marketing plan. And so it was very challenging. Once again, because, you know, then I went to webinars. I got on the internet and went to webinars, got educated, did a lot of reading. And it was easier to get information on this new medium. And like I said, I think at the very least, that's what you need, the website, the SEM, the SEO. And then if you have deep pockets, you move on from there. Do other digital strategies. And if you do traditional media, that's huge, because then if you can get on TV, if you can get on the radio, that help drives a lot of, you know, traffic to the website.
Yeah. And on this, and when I look at this, and as you're going through like the history of what works and where you've been versus where you're going, again, congrats on over 30 years. It's amazing. But it was, as I look at this history and kind of what you're going through, the big benefit here though, is that if you get it right, like if you get it right, you're working with and you have the right strategy, like you really have an opportunity to make an impact in the marketplace, because not everybody gets it right. Right. Like not everybody, a lot of people may still be working off an antiquated website. A lot of people may still be working off of maybe some of the old methods that you said in the past, that not saying they don't work anymore, but they're missing out. They maybe work to a certain extent. Right. Maybe the numbers went down a little bit. Maybe you keep doing those, but there's this whole other pie over here that like is like, it's open, like it's ready for the individuals that are really putting together the right strategy and executing. Right. Tell me a little bit more about what that looks like, because that's the like what's in it for you, right? After all the work and after all the other things.
Right. Well, I mean, you're right. You only have one shot when you go into a new prospect's office, you know. Yeah. And a lot of these guys, you know, they'll say, "Well, I've done this before. I've done that before. This didn't work. That didn't work." You know, and so sometimes you can go into a very negative situation because people have gotten burned. you know, unfortunately, by salespeople that weren't looking at the big picture, you know, didn't have a campaign, set up for them. Just went out, sold them some ads in one of the TV stations or on a radio station, and that was it. Yeah. Or put them on the back of a bus. And so you can't do that. I mean, you got to figure out, okay, where are you at in the continuum? You know what I'm saying? Are you in the beginning? Are you in the middle? And then what you got to do is assess where they're at, you know, and then build from there. And oftentimes you get people that are open-minded, especially if they're serious about continuing to grow their business. And some people are skeptical, and you just have to try to get past that. Usually try to work it out where, you know, put me on trial for 6 months, put me on trial for 9 months, and we'll both work together on this. We'll keep informed of what's going on. We'll show you the traffic that's going to the website. We'll be able to monitor where the calls are coming from. And then you see what you feel. If you like what you see, we move further along the continuum. You send me more money and we ratchet it up. If by chance you don't like it, we part as friends. And that's what you have to do sometimes to let them know, hey, listen, you're here for them. I want a partnership. I don't want to make a sale. And so that's what I try to tell them. But it can be challenging sometimes.
It's great. It's great. It's a great story, and it makes sense. And it's one of these things like this move to digital that we're all going through. I mean, just speaking, I mean, our company, I think we're on the fourth website in 4 years, and it just keeps growing, right? We're already ready and outgrowing and onto the next one. And it's like, and it's one of those things where you're like, didn't we just do a website, or didn't we just do like the marketing, the rebrand, all these other things? But it matters. I feel like everything's moving so fast. And every time we make these steps, even just internally as a company, like we're rewarded 9 times out of 10 with all the metrics and KPIs that we're tracking, whether it be revenue, whether it be numbers, whether it be downloads, whether it be whatever, you know, what we're tracking, like we're rewarded for these investments. So I have to imagine that, you know, the law firms and the individuals that really kind of get in the weeds on this, and they work with the right people, and they work with on the right strategies, like they're going to see some results on the end. Like obviously everything's going to be different. Every firm's going to be different, like all of that stuff. But in terms of what can be expected, like they're going to see some movement.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, the proof's always in the pudding. So if I can get a potential client to give me some time, because there's no overnight success stories or get rich quick schemes. Yeah. Got to give it time. And I usually ask for at least 6 months, but if I can get a year, I'm convinced that majority of the time I'll be able to show good results and lay the groundwork for a long and profitable business relationship. But for example, I was talking to a potential client the other day, you know, and it's a big law firm in Florida. They have like 10, 12 offices, and these guys are younger, and they want to focus on certain practice areas, you know, and I've been trying to talk to them back and forth and exchange some ideas. And finally got to the end part, like the proposal part. And they said, well, we want to spend the least amount of money and get the biggest kick in a short amount of time. I looked at you guys and I said, come on, help me out here. I mean, you're setting us up both for failure here. You know, I want to spend like a couple of grand.
Can you give me what's cheap and doesn't work?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Those tend to be your roughest clients if you do sign them up. You know, the ones that spend money judiciously and work with you over the long haul, that is to layer stuff on over a period of time are the ones that tend to be most satisfied. Ones that will just throw a couple of bucks at you and say, okay, I want to see results. You know, oftentimes they just don't last because they're not serious marketers, or, you know, maybe financially they can't do it. It's hard to say.
Yeah, that's a given. Yeah.
You never know.
Want to be sensitive to that, of course. So switching focus here a bit, I'll bring you, we'll do a deep dive on this one. And I'm going to be bringing you back on the show a couple more times because we have to obviously do the book launch, but you also, I'm so excited to hear and to be working with you on this. So you'll also be launching a podcast on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. So I'm so excited to get you on the other side of the mic and speaking to guests and giving value to our audiences. So I just have to say, first off, congrats. And you got to tell us a little bit more about the vision for this show.
Yeah. So, I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me for this. And, you know, being interviewed on Mission Matters was something I was excited about and look forward to it. But I didn't realize that potentially it could put me on the other side of the mic. That was kind of a surprise. You know, I thought, man, maybe down the road we'll check it out and maybe we'll get an opportunity. But so I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, I like speaking in this type of, you know, venue, so to speak, in this medium. And it's got to be a great way to get good information out. And let's face it, at the very end, you may even be able to pull some clients out of the hat, so to speak, you know, as you go along. But it definitely gives you, and, you know, certainly it gives you a little bit more stature, I think, and more credibility to your potential clients that might be looking at you on your website or on Google My Business, perhaps.
What type of guests, or tell us a little bit more about the vision for your show? And I'm not holding you to this. I know we're in the middle of production and getting things out, but just broadly speaking, like, what do you hope your listeners are going to gain from tuning in?
Yeah. Well, once again, I'm, you know, it's kind of in the early stages and I'm kind of thinking about what that might be, but I think I'd like to continue with the niche mentality that I have as far as, you know, the law firm marketing and the medical marketing, and hopefully I can reach out to people because basically it's a national show. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been doing things right now regionally in the Tampa Bay area. You know, this is my first opportunity really to get out on a national basis and be able to help other attorneys, other doctors, you know, to find a way, you know, to make money, grow their businesses. Because there's a lot of doctors and lawyers out there that are missing out on a whole revenue stream here. That is being on the internet, being, you know, SEO optimized, SEM optimized, and people being able to find you because a lot of people don't know where to go or don't have a friend that knows a friend. And so what do? They go to Google and they search under various keywords and phrases. Mm-hmm. And so if I can help businesses at least start there, I mean, they'll realize a whole new revenue stream that'll be remarkable to them. And then, of course, once you build the confidence there and they can see the results, you definitely extrapolate and build from there. That would be the goal, is to teach and help the folks that they're listening to me to help get them to where they want to be, which is to grow their business and make more money and eventually be able to retire, you know, wealthy people. That's what we all want to do, right?
Ah, love it. It's a great story. And I'm excited to hear your first episodes come out and to see the content that you come up with. And also I'm excited to help support you in producing and promoting the show. So good stuff coming. And everybody watching, stay tuned for that one. It's going to be fun. So Joe, I just have to say, it's been great having you on the show today, getting to know more about you, to introduce some of these products and projects, I should say, to our audience. That being said, if somebody wants to follow up and connect to learn more about Contenya Media Consultants, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I would tell them, if you're a law firm or a medical practice and you want to see dramatic, if not exponential, you know, improvements in your business in terms of more traffic to your website, more leads, more conversions, more patients, more clients, you know, you definitely at least give me a call. When you give me a call, I'll give you a free market strategy call. No cost to you, just to see if we can help you out. But you would either contact me at jc@catanyamedia.com. My website is catanyamedia.com. And feel free to call me on my cell phone. It's 813-598-7046. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over to your website and check that out. And speaking of the audience, for those of you that are, this is your first time listening to the Mission Matters, Mission Matters show, or connecting with our platform overall, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share why they do what they do, like what excites them about business and their mission and how they're out there in the marketplace making a difference, really. That's our goal. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or engaging or fun to you, like, we encourage you, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals just like Joseph coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Joe, just want to say, hey, really, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Can't wait till the next time I get to work with you. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks again, Adam, and thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.